This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podal stresses people-centered development in strengthening democratic governance. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal announces free medication for hemophilia patients. And South Korea's anti-graft agency recommends insurrection charges for President Yoon Suk-yeol. Now the news in details. President Ramchandra Podal has said that the bodies remaining as the backbone of the constitution and the democratic governance system should carry out works helping the people and development in the center. The head of state said this during a meeting with the chiefs and deputy chiefs of the District Coordination Committee, DCC, and the office bearers of the Association of District Coordination Committees of Nepal at the office of President Sheetal Niwas today. On the occasion of the 30th Foundation Day of the Association, President Podal emphasized the importance of coordination and monitoring among the three levels of government, as well as the private and non-government sectors. President Podal stressed the need for these bodies central to the constitution and democratic governance to prioritize people and development. Likewise, President Podal urged District Coordination Committee chiefs, deputy chiefs and association office bearers to strengthen their role in ensuring project align with budget plans and terms of reference. Similarly, President Podal also suggested that increased awareness and activity in monitoring development work would help utilize budgets more effectively and contribute to national progress. President Podal further encouraged proactive coordination to enhance the effectiveness of district committees. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has announced that free medication will be provided to patients suffering from hemophilia, a genetic disorder that impairs blood clotting. The disease requires expensive treatment, and many patients and stakeholders had urged the government to arrange for accessible medication. To address this, the Ministry of Health and Population has decided to make necessary medicines available through federal hospitals, provincial hospitals and other government facilities. Minister Podal stated that with the support of the World Federation of Hemophilia, the government will distribute the medicine to patients in government hospitals. Dr. Krishna Podal, head of the Health Ministry's Policy Planning and Monitoring Division, explained that the medicines will be provided without burdening the state budget, as they will be funded through grants from the World Federation of Hemophilia. Currently, around 900 hemophilia patients are identified in Nepal, but the World Health Organization estimates that nearly 5,000 more may be undiagnosed. The ministry is preparing to distribute the medicine based on demand at federal, provincial and local levels. At least 11 people, including three Nepali nationals, were killed in a train accident in Jalgaon, Maharashtra, India, while traveling from Lucknow to Mumbai. More than 40 others were reported injured in the crash. Out of the deceased, the identities of seven individuals have been confirmed, including the three Nepali citizens. The deceased Nepali include 11-year-old Nandaram Vishwakarma, 23-year-old Lachi Rampasi, and 43-year-old Kamala Bhandari. Local media reported that the injured are receiving treatment at the local hospital. According to reports, passengers fearing a fire jumped to the other side of the tracks during the accident. In the process, the train collided with another, leading to several fatalities. Following the incident, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva expressed sorrow over the train accident in Maharashtra, India. Through social media, Minister Deva conveyed her sadness over the loss of both Nepali and Indian lives in the incident. Minister Deva offered condolences to the families of the victims and wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. The Martyrs Week has begun today in the memory of the martyrs who laid down their lives for the establishment of democracy in the country. Martyrs Week is celebrated every year in coordination with the Kathmandu Metropolitan City. Deputy Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Sunita Dangol, office bearers of Kathmandu Metropolitan City and locals paid floral tribute to Martyrs Sukrara Sastri's statue at Teku on the first day of Martyrs Week today. Sukrara Sastri, who was born in Banaras, was active in the awareness campaign against the Rana oligarchy through religious activities. Similarly, martyrs who sacrificed their life for the nation's well-being include Sukrara Sastri, Dharma Bhakta Mathima, Dasrat Chand, Gangalal Shrestha and more. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Center Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stated that the political situation in the country is not stable. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Press Center Surkhet at Surkhet Airport, Chair Dahal noted that the political situation has worsened recently. Chair Dahal called for an immediate special session of parliament and also mentioned that as the leader of the opposition, he will address the public regarding the government's actions during the upcoming session. The bail hearing for president of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Rabi Lamichhani has begun at the Rupandehi District Court. Lamichhani, who was granted conditional release in the presence of his wife and lawyer on Wednesday, appeared in court again today for the ongoing bail debate. The hearing is being conducted before Judge Prahlad Kumar Yogi at the Rupandehi District Court. Once both sides have completed their arguments, the court will decide whether to send Lamichhani to custody, release him on bail, or set a general date for further proceedings. Nepal will raise its permit fees for climbing Mount Everest for the first time in nearly a decade. The BBC reports that starting in September, climbers will need to pay $15,000 for peak season permit, up to 36% from the previous fee of $11,000. Off-season fees will also increase. Experts have long criticized the high number of permits issued each year, often leading to overcrowding in Mount Everest area. However, the government has not yet said how the extra revenue will be used. In 2024, Nepal Supreme Court ordered limits on the number of permits issued to protect the mountains. Now on to an international news update. Israeli forces has killed two Palestinians in the occupied West Bank as part of ongoing military operations that have left the Jenin refugee camp nearly uninhabitable. Meanwhile, a UN official stated that the aid agencies in Gaza are ramping up efforts by distributing more food, reopening bakeries and repairing hospitals and water systems as the Israel-Hamas ceasefire largely holds. According to Al Jazeera, aid groups warned that a potential Israeli ban on the UN agency for Palestinian refugees could hinder recovery in Gaza. Since the start of Israel's war on Gaza in October 2023, over 47,000 Palestinians have been killed. South Korea's anti-corruption agency has recommended charging President Yoon Suk-yeol with insurrection and abuse of power over his brief martial law declaration. According to Al Jazeera, the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials requested prosecutors file charges after finding Yoon suspended civil rule to disrupt the constitutional order. Following the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials' move, the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office has 11 days to decide on charges. Yoon's lawyer argued the CIO lacks the authority to investigate Yoon. Meanwhile, the Constitutional Court is reviewing Yoon's impeachment with a decision expected within 180 days. U.S. President Donald Trump, sworn in on Monday, announced a 100-day effort to end the war in Ukraine. According to Al Jazeera, as President Trump takes office, Ukraine's long-range weapons continue to target key Russian military sites, including oil depots, weapons storage and factories, weakening Russia's war capacity. Trump's special envoy, retired U.S. General Keith Kellogg, has been talks with securing a ceasefire within the 100-day window. Russian President Vladimir Putin has shown interest in negotiations, referencing NATO's eastward expansion as a key issue. Ukrainian forces have made significant strides with reports of heavy artillery consumption among Russian troops. According to Ukrainian military leaders, Ukraine's successful attacks are eroding Russia's ability to conduct sustained military operations. A fast-moving wildfire erupted in Los Angeles County on Wednesday morning, prompting mandatory evacuations. According to the BBC, the fire, known as the Hughes Fire, started near Castaic Lake, about 45 miles northwest of Los Angeles. It spread quickly to more than 9,200 acres, fueled by dry brush and winds. Approximately 31,000 people were forced to evacuate, with another 23,000 warned they might need to leave. This new fire adds to the ongoing crisis following massive wildfires earlier this month that destroyed neighborhoods. Firefighters are making progress, though the blaze remains difficult to control. Officials are concerned about strong winds making firefighting efforts harder. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said that presently the weather is partly cloudy in the hilly regions of all provinces and fair in the rest of the country. Also, there is foggy weather in many parts of the Tarai. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of the Sindhu Pashchim province. There is possibility of snowfall in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Sindhu Pashchim, Karnali, Gandaki and Kosi provinces. The division said that the foggy weather is likely to affect daily life, agriculture, health, transport and air travel at many places of the Tarai on Friday morning. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podal stresses people-centered development in strengthening democratic governance. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal announces free medication for hemophilia patients. And South Korea's anti-corrupt agency recommends insurrection charges for President Yoon Suk-yeol. Well, that is the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates and programs, visit our official website at RadioNepalOnline.com. Thank you for tuning in and have a good day.